Like we always say, almost Friday. Welcome, everybody, to your Thursday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is April 25th, 2024. Thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us for a little bit of your day. It is Shell's last official day at work. We've still got something cooked away for you in the next Pin Pod, but be sure and tweet to him or Facebook him or email him. Give him a text. I'll send you his number. Tell him, hey, you know what, guy? I sure appreciate you. Okay, we've got plenty of stuff to talk about in the weather, and obviously that starts with the humidity. Wish I had better news for you. In fact, I'm pretty sure I said this exact same thing yesterday, but I really do. However, waking up near 70 this morning and we look to for the foreseeable future, that lasts all the way through it next week. We're waiting on a cold front. Now, we're not going to get a cold front to slide down this way, but we could get some showers and thunderstorms from a front that will stay well off to our north and to our west. We're on the humid side of this air mass clash. And for more on that and what's going on to our north and west, here's Shell.
We talked about this a bit yesterday on the Pin Pod, but the reason we're finding the wind, the warmth, the humidity, eventually a storm chance, is because of two weather systems zipping across the country beginning today and lasting through the weekend. These upper lows, though, are slated to really come together once they get over the Rocky Mountains, and they're likely going to be north of the state of Texas. So when you look at the severe weather threat for today, it's primarily from the Central Plains back into the western side of Texas. And then when we look at it again for Friday, once again, the Central Plains now working a little bit closer to the Midwest, riding closer to that where that upper low is, down to the state of Texas. I think, though, that it's just a little too far north on Friday to really give us a big severe weather risk. We'll come back to that. Then on Sunday, there's another weather system that comes across the Rockies, and this one's a little closer to Texas, but it's still pretty far to the north, so the better dynamics are still not quite lined up for the Brazos Valley specifically, but once again, we could see at least an isolated chance for some bigger storms. Okay, so what we know right now, on Friday, the Storm Prediction Center has us in a 1 out of 5 risk, very isolated potential for a stronger or severe storm. Wind, hail up to the size of quarters, primary concern here, but really, at least from what we've seen for now, and we'll keep you updated in your KBTX Pinpoint weather app, the overall concern should be low, thinking about late morning to late afternoon. And then again on Saturday and into Sunday, the extended outlooks keep the biggest severe weather risk north of us. On Sunday, though, it's pretty close. I think if we can kind of read the tea leaves just right, likely once again going to fall at least in that 1 out of 5 risk for a very isolated, strong or severe storm. Now, what this all means, though, is that there is rain in the forecast. So to dial in on your weekend, we'll hand it back over to Max.
All right, so let's talk about the weekend forecast for the Brazos Valley. As we are getting the weekend started, talking Friday afternoon, Friday evening plans, couple showers and storms, certainly a possibility, especially across the northern counties. I say keep your plans right now, but definitely have a backup plan to head indoors for real quick, something like that. Not going to be an all-night type of rain, but it definitely could wreck some plans as early as Friday evening. I think that's more likely into Sunday, but again, just a weekend to stay prepared. Saturday is still looking quiet for the most part, but there is still a potential again for an isolated strong storm to develop locally or something that could spill down our way Saturday evening into Saturday night. And again, that is favoring our northern counties. Got some plans to maybe watch some Fightin' Texas Aggie baseball or head to Wine and Roses and see Rusty and Katie judge the grape stomping competition. What have you, it should be fine. It's going to be breezy, it's going to be humid, and it is going to be warm. High temperatures pushing the upper 80s to about 90 degrees, so make sure you're staying hydrated out there too. On to Sunday, that's our better chance for more widespread showers and thunderstorms, and it looks like that rain chance is going to spill over into next week too. So there's still plenty of fine-tuning to go as we head into next week. And of course, this weekend. But Sunday still looks to bring us the biggest coverage of showers and thunderstorms with an isolated severe chance. Again, we're talking strong winds, maybe some pocket change size hail, and we could still see some showers and storms on Monday and Tuesday. Those rain and storm chances are really our best overall chance at cooling down any. Again, those cold fronts all stay to our north. So just get ready for more high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s and overnight lows around 70 degrees. We'll try to find a cold front in the first couple weeks of May, but right now it's just not in the cards for the rest of April.
All Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here on this Thursday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. We'll keep eyes on the weekend rain and thunderstorm chances, and tomorrow's Pin Pod, well, that's going to be my last. Until then, I'm Shel Winkley for Max Crawford. We'll catch you back here on the next one.